Before I call the meeting to order, I'm gonna cross my fingers and hope this works a lot better than last time. We'll call the meeting, May meeting, court of course, to order. You join me in invocation of the pledge, led by Jim Barrett.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us all to meet together. And thank you for getting us through this pandemic. We thank you for healing those that are sick, comforting those who have lost, and we thank you for all the blessings you've bestowed upon our country. We ask that you guide those here today and help them to make the best decisions possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Barrett.
Here.
Boyer.
Present.
Cates.
Here.
Good.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Houston.
Here.
Kendricks.
Here.
Lahosky.
Here.
Knight. Knight.
Knight, are you here?
Pearson. Are they on?
Pearson, are you here?
Pickett.
Here.
Rowland.
Here.
Shock.
Justice Shock, are you here?
All present.
All accounted for, Your Honor.
All accounted for. All right. We need approval of the journal. Turn to tab one. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I recommend that the journal of proceedings be approved as filed.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded for approval of the journal. Are there any questions that need to come before us about the journal? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the journal say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition?
Aye.
That was a late aye, wasn't it, I believe? Yeah. Okay. I'll take it as a late aye, unless I hear this. All right. Turn to tab two. As county officers report, we'll start with Treasurer Scott Sampson.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Judge. If you'll turn with me to summary statement for formal court, January 1st through April 30th. County General Fund $1,574,523. County Road Fund $2,003,941,531.44. County Road Sales Tax, Fund 3402, $2,933,458.94. Animal Welfare and Control, Fund 3404, $1,650,383.93. Criminal Justice Sales Tax, Fund 3407, $778,487.75. Look with me in page two. Sales tax revenue for the month of April, $758,810.34. That's 34% of projected. Flip with me again. There should have been a running totals page in here. Hang on just a second. That running totals page looks like it's the very end. As you can see, month to month, 2020 to 2019, we're 11.72% above. And we're at 8.51% above for the year at this time. Once again, those April revenue are from February collections. And if you look with me at the chart, the sales tax total chart, you see our three-month moving average is still above our one-year moving average, and the one-year moving average trending upwards. We spoke last week about a little bit, kind of previewed these numbers just a little bit, and I asked for any questions, take a look at those, and anybody have any questions or concerns, if you'd like to talk about those now.
Does anybody online have questions or concerns they want to read?
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Scott. After that, Margaret, your report's filed in here and in the book.
Yes, Your Honor, and it was also emailed out to them.
Okay. The questions of the clerk's report. Any other county official have a report at this time? Sheriff, do you have a report? Sheriff, get this microphone right over here, will you please? There's a microphone somewhere. It's real portable. I saw it the other day.
Judge, for the April... month of April, our average headcount here at Unit 1 was 93. Average headcount at Unit 2 is 62. Our female, which is a capacity of 88, has 34. Our headcount for our juveniles is 5. We took in 163 inmates. We released 233. Going to patrol, our total number of calls to dispatch is 2,182. Total numbers of calls to the Faulkner County Sheriff's Office, 1,680. Number of violent crimes and domestics, we had 78 for the month of April. Number of thefts and criminal mischief, 81. We had 76 animal calls, and all the other calls was 1,445. Open cases. In our criminal investigation division, we had 104 open cases. We closed 32. And in our transport, we total trips was 46 for a combined hours of 110.25 hours. Total miles, 2,561. A total cost of 3,114. That's all I have on my report.
I'll ask one question.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned transport. You talking about transport to the state penitentiary, or do you transport to other counties or even other states? Do you have to do that?
Yes, all of that is combined into this, whether it's to the Department of Corrections or if we go to other facilities and pick up inmates or transfer inmates at any point.
Question back here.
Yes, sir. Sheriff, can you speak to, just looking at your jail numbers you have and everything, I know this is probably due to COVID-19, the reduction in the amount of people in the jail system. Now that we're about halfway into May, can you speak to, have you seen any ramifications from possibly releasing people out of the jail or whatever you did to get these numbers down to where they're at right now?
Well, of course, getting these numbers down was a cooperation between the courts, the Arkansas Department of Corrections, of getting those transferred, our courts helping us in getting any nonviolent that we could, getting them out of our system here to reduce the numbers, and we have done that. Now, obviously, this is very temporary, but I can tell you right now, our booking facility, just in the last week alone, is busting at the seams. But we are also, when we book in an inmate, we have a 14-day, of course they have court and things, but if they can't get out of jail, we have to hold them 14 days before I will allow them to be introduced into our general population. And so at that 14-day period causes a lag within our booking facility. So right now our booking facility is extremely full. And so Captain Reed Mueller and myself and Chief Rice have been the last hour downstairs trying to figure out how we're going to resolve this solution and be able to maintain that 14-day the 14 days that they have to be isolated, quarantined. Well, we're following the direction of the state, but actually, you know, we have conference calls every Thursday with the Sheriff's Association and through AAC. And so we are keeping constant communication through them to the governor and following his leads on how he wants things to open up. Now, I will say, with that said, I believe every sheriff throughout the state is going to come up with their own, you know, they're going to base everything based on what the governor and the county judges encourage or want. However, I would imagine, as is myself, the reluctancy of watching the this as things start getting released, the amount of the inmate population that's coming in as well, but to watch that go COVID-19, to see if there's a spike that begins to occur. And obviously, I think that so far, as far as I know, the state has done a very good job. The entire state, each individual, the sheriff's department has done a great job in keeping the COVID out. There are some that's got it in. But when you have a facility as large as ours or any other Class 6 location, that's a major concern. Because what I want everybody to kind of understand and realize, if we was to ever get it in here and we get patients in our maximum security facility with the most violent of violent offenders who end up having to be hospitalized, the detriment that would cause by us having to have them in a hospital, because that's going to take every person, it's going to take one of our PIA personnel to be able, on over a 24-hour period, which is going to require three to guard. And so we want to do our best at the front end to keep this from happening. So our theory, and my theory in looking at this, is to prevent it from coming in to begin with. And the way we do that is reduction of the nonviolent as much as we can. As horrible as that is, we all hate it, but we got to get these numbers down and until this thing starts easing up. When it eases up, we're going to go back to those numbers we seen 4 or 5 months ago up here to a meeting. That's where I'm fearful.
Thanks.
I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
Sheriff, I was just curious, on some of these things that we've done with some of the nonviolent offenders, are you going to take, or is your committee going to be able to look at some of those things that we've done to keep those numbers down and out of the bill and see if we can implement anything moving forward, potentially to keep some of those, some of that population that we have kept out of jail, to do that permanently, or look for some alternative methods to do that?
You know, if somebody's got ideas on how to make that occur, we are wide open, and the Justice Committee would be a good place to start and having those types of conversations. Honestly, at least in my opinion right now, when this thing, when it opens back up, I don't know how we're going to keep that from happening. We're going to go right back to where we were at, which is the most, it's one of the things that we want to encourage. Even though numbers are down right now, we will always, if this thing, depending on what the COVID does, we're going to go right back to where we were. And if we do that, we're going to need additional facilities to be able to house these violent inmates, because it's too short of a ride.
Your Honor, if I may?
Yes, Steve.
This is Tyler.
Oh, Tyler, excuse me.
Tyler.
Yes, sir.
Tyler, we can hear you, but you're broken up. Try again. Well, that's going to be up to the justice side of how things operate, at least in my opinion, as far as answering your second question first, of keeping things on the same track that we are. I will tell you right now, and in my personal humble opinion and also professional opinion as sheriff, the violators and the criminals that are being released by the courts and the things that are occurring because of this because of the COVID-19, the strategy is reducing population, keep COVID out, obviously. But by doing that, we're releasing the people who are breaking into our homes, who are nonviolent, but they're stealing our property, possibly. All the crimes that are nonviolent that's occurring. Now, it's up to the Justice Institute and the institutional portion of the justice system that's going to be the judges and the courts and legislation that's going to make that difference happen. Because currently, and I would think that I speak for most of the population, the folks that are being released right now shouldn't be getting released. They should never be out on the streets. They have a debt to society to pay. And that's where they should be. But because of this COVID, they are being released at this point in time. And so with that said, I think it's going to be up to the courts. The other side of that question is why do we think it's going to come right back to a mean where it normally is because everything's going to turn back to its normal operating. Right now, we are doing our very best. When we have a public intoxication or any misdemeanor offense that is nonviolent, we are encouraging all the chiefs of police and everybody, all the law enforcement agencies to cite those folks. If they're intoxicated, have somebody to come and take responsibility, sign responsibility for them, and say, I'm responsible for them. He can get out of jail as long as somebody will take responsibility for him. Or if it's not an intoxication issue and it's a misdemeanor, we're citing so that they can just appear in court, keeping them out of our jail system on the misdemeanor side. Felony sides are kind of the same thing happening, but we're bringing them in, we're letting the prosecutors and judge go down the roll call of what they're in for, the reasons they're in, whether they're warrants, whatever the situation is on nonviolent. And I want to reiterate, nonviolent offenses, even felonies, we are setting them court dates to appear in court. And then after the courts find guilty or not guilty. Then they come into us, and then we're getting them to ADC as quickly as we can, keeping our numbers down. When this is all over, that's all going to start building back up. It'll take a process of a month or two or three, most likely, but we can start seeing that start building back up whenever we're no longer turning them away from our jails. We feel like it'll start building back up. Yes, all of our officers are doing that. Every agency within our county and state police are doing their best to be able to accommodate that where they can. The ones that have to come in, the ones that we have to bring in who wants to be belligerent or wants to fight, or actually it winds up being a violent tendency, we're bringing them in and housing them. Our average right now in Arkansas Department of Correction inmates housed for April was 53.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any other questions of the sheriff? Sheriff, I said it last week and I'll say it again. The job that your group is doing is commendable.
Thank you, Judge.
I appreciate that.
I'll pass that along.
Moving right along in our agenda, are there any other county officers' reports? Did I hear any? Some are on the video. Hearing none, let's move to standing committee reports. Courts and public safety, I don't think you met, but I'm not sure. Ready?
Can you hear me, Judge?
Yes, we can hear you.
Got it.
Thank you.
One question.
Yes, sir.
It's time. Is that going? What time do you want to have? 6 o'clock? What time do you want to have?
Whenever Margaret likes to work me in, it's fine with me.
Okay. All right. Infrastructure Committee. Justin Knight, can you hear?
Yes, Judge. I hear you good. We have not met, sir.
Okay. All right. Steve Good, can you hear on the Personnel Committee?
Yes, sir. No report, John.
All right. The Finance and Budget Committee, Mr. Pickett.
Judge, we met, and we have two ordinances for the court to consider tonight.
All right. Moving along, we'll go to old business. Any old business needs to be conducted? Hearing none, we'll go to new business. First item, turn to tab 3. Proposed ordinance 20-11. Amendment to annual budget. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move that the full court approve proposed ordinance 20-21.
Second.
Ooh. 20-what?
11.
20-11.
Okay. All right. Fine. We got a second?
Yes, sir.
All right. Marge, you got that now? Okay.
Yes.
Counselor, would you read the proposed ordinance?
Proposed ordinance 20-11, being enacted by the Forum Court of Fulton County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled an appropriation ordinance to establish an amended annual operating budget for calendar year 2020. Section 1, annual budget adopted by reference. The annual budget for calendar year 2020 identified as 2020 annual budget, Fulton County, Arkansas, dated December 17, 2019, is hereby amended as follows. A. Exhibit A is added to the adopted budget to replace page 9, funds transfer.
You've heard the ordinance read. The floor is now open for discussion.
Did anyone get Exhibit A? Because I don't think I received that via email.
It was sent out last week with the ordinances, and then the attached page was sent separately.
Judge, if I may.
Yes.
This is an ordinance to clean up the transfers page, which is... On this transfer sheet, it's VII that Exhibit A is, but on the ordinance it says page IX. Is that a problem?
Say your question one more time, Scott.
On the sheet here that shows it's saying VII on the page on the Exhibit A.
Yep.
On the transfer on the ordinance it's saying XI.
Yes, it does need to be amended then.
Okay. What this is. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a correction. Somehow the transfer sheet got moved over from the 19 budget to the 20 budget, and it did not reflect the transfers that y'all agreed upon in the revenue section of the book. It's just a cleanup. Essentially, the only change is instead of 250 from the county recorder's fund, it's 225,000. But this transfer sheet will now reflect what is being transferred in the revenue section.
So, Judge, we would likely need a motion to amend the proposed ordinance to change page 9 to page 7 first and discuss that.
Motion made.
Second. Motion been made and second to amend this ordinance from page 9 to page 7.
Philip, I'm sorry to interrupt again, if I may.
Go ahead.
The actual is page 9 in the revenue book, I mean in the budget book. The page 7 on the amendment A is what needs to be changed. You want to take my revenue book?
Well, do we need to amend it then?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
You're saying the reference is correct.
It's not correct on the amendment.
It's just not correct on the amendment.
Correct.
Okay.
For the attachment.
We won't need a motion then. That's just a scrivener's error, and we'll correct that before it's signed, Your Honor.
Just making sure. Thank you.
All right. Motion is still on the floor. Ordinance 20-11.
Thank you.
Other questions? Hearing none, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Barrett.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Cates.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 20-11 does pass. Turn with me to tab 4. We have proposed ordinance 20-12. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, I make a motion to pass 20-12 and read by title only.
Second. Motion been made and seconded. Passage of 20-12 and read by title only. Counselor, would you read the ordinance? Proposed ordinance, excuse me.
Proposed ordinance 20-12 be enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 19-48, dated December 17, 2019.
You've heard the proposed ordinance title read. The floor is now open for discussion on this ordinance.
I have to take
my glasses off. See, Chris, I'm sorry.
Right.
I've got a question on Section 3. What are we anticipating that $27,000 and change roughly going towards? I don't remember it if it was discussed in committee, so just curious.
You want to get that?
In the past, we've received Homeland Security money from grants, actually the City of Conway, the bomb squad has. And in the past, when we've received those funds, we just did a check with a buy court order, not doing a purchase order. And it's my understanding that auditors want us to receive it to the fund and then do a purchase order instead of doing a check with the court order.
So this check is actually going to go to the City of Conway?
Correct.
Okay.
And they've already spent the money, this is just
a
reimbursement.
Okay. Other questions on this ordinance? Any part of it? Hearing no further discussion, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Barrett.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Cates.
Yes.
Good. Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 20-12 does pass. Moving on, turn to tab 5. And we have a proposed ordinance 20-05, an ordinance to fill a vacancy on the equalization board.
And that should, be a resolution. I'm sorry, I mistyped that. It's a resolution.
All right. Please change it to a resolution because of mistyping. Resolution 20-5.
Judge, I move that the court can approve resolution 20-5.
This is a quorum court appointment.
It is a quorum court appointment, yes, sir.
All right. Quorum court appointment. We need second. A second to the movement.
Second.
Who's second? Tyler. Okay. Counselor, would you read the resolution?
Faulkner County Quorum Court, Resolution 20-5, be it resolved, the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, a resolution to appoint Velda Luders to the Faulkner County Equalization Board. Whereas the Faulkner County Quorum Court has the responsibility and legal obligation by Arkansas Code Annotated 26-27-304 to appoint two members to the Faulkner County Equalization Board. Whereas there is a need for the quorum court to appoint one member to the Faulkner County Equalization Board due to the position's term expiration in June. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the quorum court of Faulkner County, Arkansas, that the quorum court of Faulkner County hereby appoint Velda Luders to the Faulkner County Equalization Board. This term is to expire in June of 2023.
You've heard the resolution read. Floor is now open for any discussion. Yes. Justice Fowler.
I just want to clarify here. So this is I know a lot of times you appoint people to boards. This is a quorum court appointment to the board.
That's
Can
correct.
You, like, speak to that process? I don't know if I've ever, like, you know, did you come up with this person, or did the justice come up with this person, or how does that process work?
If I can, Justice Lahosky, let me answer it as best I can. There are five members that sit on the EQ board. Of those, the quorum court appoints two. One is appointed by the county judge. One is appointed by the municipality within the county. Mm-hmm. And then the last is appointed by the school board. So that's how the EQ board is made up. In this particular instance, we posted a job, just like we would for any county job. This was the sole applicant for the job. So that's how she was chosen. If there had been multiple applicants, we would have brought that before this court, and the court would have chosen one of them. But she's the only applicant, and we have to make this determination by June. So we're a little bit cutting it close. We've been, I think the posting had been out there since February, or
Thank you for the explanation. And I think that it says there is one more open spot on the EQ board. Is that right?
It's not open.
It's not open. Okay. Okay. That answers my question.
Thank you.
The window magic.
Mm-hmm. Other discussion on this?
I think she'll
turn. Resolution 20-5.
Your Honor?
Yes.
This is Tyler Pearson.
Yes.
I'd just like to speak in support of the applicant, Belden Mary Lunders, the family, longtime residents of Conway, involved in Conway School District's Belden's a realtor. They're fine people, and I think she'll do a great job.
Other comments or questions? Hearing none, let's do it by a voice vote. All in favor of this appointment from the Quorum Court, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Appointment was unanimous. Okay. Any special reports at this time? Anybody have a special report to make?
Judge, I do have a question for you. Just based on some of the discussion last week from the legislative audit report, I was wondering if we could potentially ask Mr. Hillman to come and give a special report next month on the emergency squad.
I don't know why we couldn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why we could ask. Why we couldn't. Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can ask. He may not want to come, but if we can sure ask him, I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's no directive to make him come. But it is your request that we ask the chairman of the emergency squad to come to the Quorum Court next week to give a report.
Sure, just give an overview of what the emergency squad does, what they're doing, what's going on with it. Just get a little more information.
We will ask. We will contact
them.
I've asked Tom Anderson to give us a brief update on the COVID-19 virus in our county. I thought it would be good information. If you don't have a current update, we'd try to give you one.
Judge, I just got this information off of the State Health Department website. So far in Faulkner County, there's been 2,500 tests completed. 2,500 is about 1.79% of 140,000 people. Of those 2,500 tests, 94 have been positive. Currently, we've had 3 deaths, and we have 11 active cases in Faulkner County. Do you want to talk about the testing in Faulkner County?
I can. I feel like we've been blessed. One comment I was going to make on it, our county health department here has been open every day. And yesterday, they started doing the testing for this virus. I was the first one that got a test. I felt like how important the test is, and I just went and got a test. And I can tell you, I didn't have to get out of the vehicle. And they're organized, and I'm still the first. Also, the hospital, Conway Memorial Hospital, they've been doing testing all along. But our county health department just got the supplies to start it yesterday. And it doesn't take 2 minutes, in other words. If you're interested in going to get a test, feel like you've been exposed or would like to get a test for any other reasons, if you'll call them, they'll ask you some questions, and then they'll tell you the time to come. They're trying to do it on a structured basis. In other words, it's what they're trying to do. But if you just show up, I'm sure you may have to wait a little while, but they'll give you a test. But it's in our county health department.
How long does it take for the results to come in?
3 days, they told me. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. and then maybe they'll happen Thursday. Hope it's not Memorial Day. But 3 days is set. Other announcements? Anybody have any announcements at this time? I have a couple.
Judge?
Yes.
I don't have an announcement, but I do have a question.
All right.
The countywide cleanup has been delayed for a period of time, I'm sure. The area that I live in is wanting to know if we're going to reschedule that for the fall.
It has been rescheduled for the month of October.
Month of October. Thank you, sir.
And I cannot give you the dates on the e-waste and the big weekend. I think it's the second weekend, but I'd rather wait just a little later to tell you the special dates for the e-waste and the big units being placed. But it has, the month of October has been designated cleanup Parker County in memory of Stanley Russ.
Thank you.
Sheriff?
Judge, I got one question for Tom, if you don't mind. On the results that you read off with the, you said there's three fatalities from the COVID-19
from people that live in Parker County.
Does that report happen to have their ages on it?
It does not.
Okay. No underlying conditions or ages or anything like that that they're putting out with it.
We didn't add this, Tom, but it's my understanding that Sheila has supplied a list of addresses that she can turn around and give first responders as a suspected COVID virus location.
It's active in suspected cases, and that goes straight to 911 so that they can notify the first responders if they're going to an address that either has an active case or suspected case.
Okay. There's one additional address on that. It was a former inmate here that got transferred to Cummins and come down with the COVID virus and used 801 Locust as his address.
That was a couple of years ago, I think, he left here, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We didn't think we had a case of 801, and after sheriff told us about it and all, that it was his former address. That's what brought it. Here's something of note to some. The rainfall to date in Faulkner County is 30.3 inches. Folks, that's above last year at this time through the weekend. 4.5 inches fell over the weekend in Faulkner County. The census seems like it's a never-ending process, but we're seeing some results. Today, Faulkner County has responded with 64% in the census. We're leading the state of Arkansas. Faulkner County is leading the state of Arkansas. No use to think about a celebration yet, but I will commend Bologna, 71.50. Greenbrier, 70.5, yes. Worcester, 69.8. Conway, 63.1. And the county overall, 64%. So overall, the county's leading. Conway.
I think someone might have had a question online.
I heard something, and I talked over it. I'm sorry. Was there a question? Let me, Justice Higgins, 10 years ago, Arkansas came in at 69%. That was in the lower tier of states. And that was 69% before the census takers made their move. In other words, we'll follow up in August with the census takers. But everyone we can get counted between now and August doesn't put such a burden on the census takers, and maybe they could discover people that we don't even have a list of. But right now, we have not done as good as we did 10 years ago. 69 versus 63 something. So we need more effort on our census. We really do. The cutoff was originally April 1st. It's been extended to August 1st before the census takers try to do all the follow-up. I've talked to 5 superintendents of schools, asking them to contact their teachers, and in turn, the teachers contact the students, just to remind them of how important the census is. We have the county 4-H'ers are doing a project on awareness of how important the census is, and there's nearly 400 of those 4-H'ers. So the Extension Service working with them in this project. But as I say, told you last time, for every 1,000 undercount that the county would have, it'll mean $1.5 million. One man popped back and said, well, you're saying everybody's county's worth $1,500. I guess that's right. You know, the undercount would be worth $1.5 million of 1,000. So we really need an accurate count. There's no telling how much this county has grown in the last 10 years if we can just get an accurate count to show that. There's lots of subdivisions. Yes, please.
So we know you mentioned that Greenbrier and Bologna are around 70%. Do we know what part of the county is kind of bringing up the tail end of this?
I do, but I'd rather not embarrass anything.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, I've talked to the mayors today of those areas where they're not performing like Bologna and Greenbrier and Booster, and also we're making an effort to get them started. Yeah. Yes, it's the smaller towns, and it's not just one way behind or anything. They're all just running about 52 to 55%. That's where they're at, the smaller groups. And I say that with some grace. Twin Groves in that group, Mount Vernon, Enola, and Holland, and all, but it's the smaller cities that are running behind the big cities, so, or bigger towns. This is mayors and superintendents of schools today and all trying to figure out avenues that we hadn't tried to address this. So maybe it'll start to pick up. We have not been able to turn in a count for the colleges here in the county. Our nursing homes, we haven't turned that count in either. So those are two areas that we think will help bump us up quite a bit. But at this time, they hadn't been counted. Any other announcements? Seeing none and hearing none, call this meeting adjourned. And thank everybody for attending. Thank y'all a whole lot. We appreciate it. Thank everybody for attending. And this is not part of the record. It don't need to be. I talked to the county judge today. Some of the questions were asked about what you're going to do in the sheriff's office. Look, they're meeting tonight to establish a mental court. They think when this thing's over with in this county, the county I'm talking about, they think incarceration, mental is going to be a heck of an issue. The ones we've talked to about our new jail, the architects we've talked to and all, they think after this is over with, it'll skyrocket. I didn't say that. Paul going didn't think of anything about it. You know, when you talk to other people and they see big concerns, but one county meeting tonight trying to establish a mental court, people will go to.
Hey, Justin, did you need anything else?
Thank you, John Picker.
Thank you, Judge.
Rosie. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bless you for making the motion and second and all that. Jerry, thank you.
I'm good. How are you doing?
Thank you. Hey, if anybody needs masks, we've got a bunch in the county, so if you need some extra masks, get some of these. Please. Please, there's no reason not to. You may give me a couple. Did we change off?
No, it was the executive that they ended up changing.
Well, that's a nice thing.
You're getting tired of this.
Anything I can do for
you? Oh, you can go to the grocery store for me.
Hey, I don't even go for me.
That's
your thing, David.
I rode up on the elevator with Kendrick and leave a hospital.
You won't have to worry about me tomorrow. We're taking care of you.
2 or 3 days ago, I went to Walmart early.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to worry about me coming over and getting your seat tomorrow if you go.
I've got to go to Lone Oak in the morning, so I'm a dang Lone Oak committee for CATCD.
You don't have to worry about me. I'll be all set for tomorrow.
Under an hour.
Yeah, I hope they don't.
Just about the right time, ladies.